The Town Council of Normal has moved the question of legal marijuana sales to its Planning Commission, and the council has heard from former council member Jeff Fritzen about concerns he has if marijuana were to be widely sold in town. Mayor Chris Koos joins us following that council meeting. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
For the public, what is the purview of the Planning Commission on this issue? What is their work on this?
Their work, and we've instituted this because of a time frame that we'd rather not have to deal with, but the state has set parameters on us to make a decision. In that sense, the Planning Commission's job is to take public input on the issue, and then based on that public input, recommend changes to the ordinance, recommend denial of the ordinance, recommend approving the ordinance.
So what might be go, no-go issues affecting whether there is a potential majority of council members coming out of that Planning Commission process, hearing from the public and deciding on changes to a draft ordinance?
Yeah, honestly, at this point in the game, I can't identify one council member who I'd say is adamantly opposed to it, or one council member that is adamantly in favor in it. So here's the reality they're dealing with. Marijuana consumption will be legal in the state of Illinois. And what's our role as a municipality to deal with that in our community? You know, it's clear that marijuana will be in our community legally. It's also very clear that marijuana is in our community illegally.
Already, yes. So will the illegal stuff become more available too?
That's a question we have to take a look at. We've seen that in California, where black market marijuana is becoming more prevalent because they feel that they're in a competitive marketplace and they're trying to undercut the legal market.
Some states also have a problem with exporting of marijuana grown for the legal market, but in cases where there is an oversupply, it tends to migrate out of state to other states as a way of meeting the bottom line. What should the town of Normal do to prepare for that eventuality, since it's going to be more readily available?
You know, and those are issues we have to address. Our police department addressed some of their concerns last night that touched on some of those issues. There are other issues that we're going to have to address. And I think primarily what we address, Charlie, is what role do we take in legalized marijuana in the state of Illinois?
Do you have a sense of how the question needs to be answered for yourself?
With more study on my part, with seeing what's happening in other communities, to take a look at what benefits there might be in terms of tax revenue, which by my estimation will not be very large.
What is your estimation, by the way?
Below what the state. I can't break it down to our community because I don't know what we'll locate in our community.
Okay.
But based on what the state projected and what the state of Colorado projected and what the state of California projected, both of those states were very short of their projections, and my guess is Illinois will be the same way.
For a good number of years, it may eventually get to the lower end of the projections, according to other states' experiences, mm-hmm. but it may take it more than a decade to do that.
It could.
In the meanwhile, there will be social problems, some created by the extra use.
And, I question the extra use and what that will be in the community. Again, that's why I'm pessimistic on the level of tax subsidy that would come out of that activity.
Well, it's likely, according to some studies, that there will be some extra use, but not necessarily by young adults, but by baby boomers who,
right,
if they believe that it's legal, will return to something they experimented with in their youth.
Correct.
So does the need to fund programs mitigating damage or social ills created by use affect the decision to allow sales? Do you say we're just going to pay for, you know, bad health outcomes with the sales tax money raised from marijuana?
And so my answer to that would be yes, much as it is the same way with gambling addiction, alcohol addiction, other addictions, tobacco addictions. Yes, those will exist, and it would be important for those revenues to help offset some of the issues there. But in terms of damages caused by marijuana usage, they're already here.
So don't you approve marijuana usage and get a little more money to pay for health?
That's the question I have to answer.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, you told WGLT's Ryan Denham the town had not heard from Green Solutions, the medical marijuana dispensary, whether it wanted to expand its medical business to a second recreational sale license. Is that still the case? Have you heard from them yet?
I have not. They were monitoring the meeting last night. Representatives from that organization or that business were in the audience. I didn't get a chance to talk to them.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. With us is Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal. Former council member Jeff Fritzen talked about a stance against legitimizing marijuana or accepting it as a reality. Is the morality of giving even tangential approval to a new vice a factor for council members, do you think?
Well, I think that's going to be a personal question each council member is going to have to answer.
You know these people. You talk to them. You interact with them on a regular basis. What do you think their thought is?
They're not showing their hand right now because I think they truly want to better understand what they see as potential outcomes and how the ordinance may or may not have to be adjusted. Again, we're starting off with a model ordinance, and so where that goes. I doubt that any ordinance that would come to the community would be an unaltered draft ordinance.
And having read the draft ordinance, where do you think it needs to be tweaked?
I think some of the buffer zones need to be tweaked. I want to have a better understanding, and that may not be spelled out in the ordinance specifically. I want a better understanding of what the costs and outcomes of policing illegal sales would be and how prevalent they're going to be in our community.
One of the rationales for allowing legal sales of marijuana is to stop disproportionately affecting minority segments of the population, the legacy of the drug wars. But if there is a need to police illegal marijuana, non-approved marijuana, how can the Normal Police Department avoid getting back into that trap? Because it is likely that there will be usage across the full spectrum of the ethnic groups in town, and yet the history is that there is disproportionate enforcement on minorities.
Mm-hmm. So, that's a very, very valid question to ask. And I guess my answer to that is if the marketplace can provide a more reliable product and a product that is regulated in a community, it's probably better for the end user. A friend of mine and I came up with a slogan years ago, and it was, "The war on drugs is over, drugs won." And that's kind of the environment that we're in right now.
Yes, we are turning over a new leaf, as it were. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal. The town council also last night approved plans for the Blackstone Trails subdivision, an amended subdivision plan, a final plat of the development second edition, and a zoning change. This happened in spite of some waffling and regret by council members, including Scott Preston, and opposition from members Karen Smith and Stan Nord, who've been quite clear about that since they were elected. Given the legal requirements for the town, should the vote have been close?
The discussion should have not been close, and people have a right to say what they say at the table. Yes, the vote should have been I'm sorry, the vote should not have been close. I think our corporation counsel three times during the discussion last night said we are obligated to do this. If we don't do this, the property owner can sue us and will win. And he said that multiple times. And I think there was a mix of messages going on last night. And I think that's what caused a lot of conversation. People thought we were voting for a fire station. We weren't voting for a fire station. We were by code codifying what the developer told us he would do.
Well, given the hesitancy of the votes for approving what had already been agreed to, are you worried that the council will not live up to legal requirements and face an adverse consequence at some other crucial time and some other crucial vote?
I'm not worried about it, because I think once the discussion is vigorous enough, they come to the correct conclusion on that. But, you know, what we agreed to with people and in terms of development in our community sets them on a path where they spend significant dollars in engineering and our land use design and things like that. So if we want to continue to develop as a community, and I'm not saying new greenfield development, I'm saying infill development that we have, we certainly have to send a message to the developer. We're going to be a partner at the table to make this happen. We may not agree on everything, but we're going to be a partner at the table. And we cannot send a message to that community to say, we agree with you now, but we may disagree with you later.
Do you think that the Blackstone Trails issue has clouded that that assurance that the town is a reliable partner?
It probably not. It may, if that were to continue. I chatted with the developer after the meeting. He was satisfied with the outcome.
Given the squishiness of support for this legal obligation and what you referred to in conflating fire station and subdivision plans, what do you think the prospects are for passage of a fire station plan when that moves forward?
That's a question that I have to discuss with my council right now. I'm a little concerned about that. My gut would be that the fire station will go forward with a design plan, which the community will have opportunity to weigh in on. Concerned, but not overly concerned.
So there's a long history already in this issue. The town has studied fire station coverage. The town has bought land for, what, $450,000?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to fire station coverage if a future council vote does indeed say, no, we're not going to build it there at the Blackstone Trail subdivision corner?
Three things happen. One, we have to find a different location satisfies the plan. Two, we have a very expensive piece of property that we have no use for. And three, we have, until this is all resolved, we have duplicate coverage in one area of the community and not optimal coverage in another area of the community.
And what's the timeline on moving to a decision point by the council on a new fire station?
Council staff is currently working on bringing some preliminary design to the council for consideration. So it's moving accordingly to our plan.
Chris Coos is the mayor of Normal. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be here.